The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Another parable Jesus put before the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore a grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow seed in your field? Where then these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No. For in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned. But gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. As his disciples approached him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weed of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, I will continue the thread of the good seed in God's field from what Father Jeff was teaching about the seed and the ground. These parables build from each other and have profound significance in the life of a true follower of Christ. I often view these parables as a genius way of confronting our attitudes towards the radical nature of Jesus' message, sort of asking the question, are we truly into God wholeheartedly? That's a good question to always ask ourselves. Are we into God wholeheartedly? These parables also have a way of opening our eyes into the depth of our own soul's disposition and interests, with a poignant question that asks, where are we at in relation to the present and the future state of the kingdom of heaven? The danger, however, is to miss our main focus while distracted by idols conveniently placed by our enemy. But this is how it went down. Jesus was kind of introducing a real life challenge of distinguishing between the weed and the wheat. I guarantee you, this is not the weed. It's not the wheat, and it's no longer the wheat, but I'm known to have killed a few plants. So either I overwater or I just starve them of water. But now I've done well. This is from the Mother's Day time. So it survived a little bit. So basically, the idea that Jesus is telling them is from actually happening from real life Israel. He's telling that there is a prolific weed there in ancient Palestine called bearded darnel. It looks exactly like the wheat. And the roots of both weed and wheat get so intertwined that it becomes almost impossible to uproot one without uprooting the other. So planting other people, you would be actually surprised that there are people who are that wicked, who someone who have got a field full of wheat, and then, they are kind of great. This is great. I'm going to make a lot of money, right? You know, this is great. But there was a bad people who are coming to plant in weed so that his harvest would be all messed up. And so this actually really did happen in ancient Israel. It was actually even a crime in Roman law if you were caught doing that. So Jesus was talking about this actually, it really did happen in their community. So this is something that he was telling. By the way, if you see this, it's because in the spiritual realm, I want to tell you, it also happens as well. But this is how Holy Scripture gives a daunting image to that effect, that at the very end, at the consummation of everything, at the end of the world, that all humans will be sifted and put into this big mixture, the good and the bad and the pretending and the sincere. This is an amazing imagery of judgment that many of the prophets in the Old Testament talked about, and Jesus Christ himself is talking about this as well. We have no other recourse but to listen attentively because it concerns us. Now, when I was reading this scripture much closely, I realized that Jesus, after entering into the house, that's when the disciples felt comfortable to actually ask him about what it means, what this parable that he was saying means. I'm trying to actually imagine that he felt that for them, they were mature enough to actually understand that this was actually serious stuff, that people were going to be separated. If you are a child of God, you're going to be here. If you are not a child of God, you're going to be here. They were mature to handle that kind of imagery. So I would say that this message is definitely for us who are already in the kingdom of God, in the here and now. You've been baptized. You've been marked as Christ on forever. And so either any of us, you embrace Jesus Christ fully or you don't. There's no in the middle. There's no in the middle. You either embrace Jesus Christ or you don't. And so this parable is saying that the real believers will grow together with unbelievers who actually think that they are believers. Does that make sense? There are believers, real believers, and there are unbelievers who think they are believers. They are all going to grow together until the last minute. That's when they are going to be separated, at the last moment. Now, this is scary, because weed and wheat are at that stage where they are indistinguishable from each other. Lord, help us not to be the pretending ones. I'm praying. The parable is designed to open our eyes to the seriousness of our relationship with God. I don't know what your relationship with God look like, but we have to take care of it. I'm sorry for my it doesn't look that good, is it? But I've really tried hard, and you can still see that there's something, but probably this morning I did not water it. But your relationship with God, what does it look like? Does it look like that? Or what does it look like? Do you overwater it? Or what does it look like? We need to seriously care about how is our relationship with God. The Bible tells us that nothing will ever separate from us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Believe that you are a child of God. Be vigilant about the state of your relationship with God and about the kind of seed that you are sowing into the world around you. I bet you we all talk. Maybe I talk the most. We talk, but we need to be vigilant about the kinds of seeds that we are sowing from our mouth. You see, in this parable, Jesus, the Son of God, is the sower of good seed. So likewise, be the sower of good seed. Speak the truth. Plant faith. Plant grace and forgiveness in others around you. Prevent your mouth from uttering unwholesome talk. I know we get tempted to do so, don't we? But we have to prevent that from happening. Sow good seed. Become God's ally in everything. Actually, that line is from Father Jeff's last week's sermon. Take to heart Jesus' words. You are worthy. God created you so. Be vigilant, because while everyone was asleep and complacent, I'm okay, I guess there's nothing wrong going on in my life, and it's easy to be complacent, but that's when you should be vigilant, because the enemy profit from that time when we are complacent and plant a bad seed. And when they plant the bad seed, they go along their way, and so that people may not know that they are the ones who planted the bad seed. This is how it happens. This is my own example. Often, we start noticing that things are not going well between us after a bad seed was planted by the enemy. And then conflicts arise. And we wonder what has happened. We ought to be vigilant and ask relevant questions. Is this from God? Are children of God to act or react this way? Know that any Jesus project will meet opposition. Pray like this. Father, where are you in this? Teach me to discern quickly what is not of you. Empty me of me and fill me with you. Fill me with a heart full of grace and forgiveness. Teach me that forgiveness, kind of when he was on the cross, he was saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I need that kind of forgiveness. I need that kind of grace that Jesus was emanating from him. Ask, Father, give me that grace. Give me that forgiveness in my work, in my family, with my siblings. Give me that grace. Yes, some of our affairs might look gloomy, but don't despair. Because Jesus says, even God's field is full of weed planted by the enemy. So be patient. Trust God every step of the way. Trust God before leaving your home in the morning. Trust God before entering that meeting you dread to have. Trust God before walking in those unknown situations that you don't know what's going to happen, and you are kind of ambivalent, you don't know, in those relationships that you are unsure of. Trust God in those moments, because it's in hope that we were saved, Paul says to the Romans. And God knows every bit of our weaknesses, and because of Christ, we can overcome. Despite those things in our lives that we know that are not doing well, despite that, we can still overcome. You are a child of the Most High. Open your eyes to see spiritually what God has prepared for you, his children, those who die daily to themselves so that they can live in God. You are a child of God, a wheat. Always remember that. Amen.